I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israel and Hamas on Wednesday reached a multi-phase ceasefire deal that will lead to the release of some hostages held by the militant group for more than a year. Linda Grantstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
On the streets of Gaza, Palestinians celebrated the ceasefire, which will end the fighting for 42 days, see the release of dozens of Israeli hostages and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, and give more humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza who have been suffering a humanitarian crisis. The Palestinians in Gaza have paid the heaviest price for the war, which began almost 16 months ago when Hamas invaded Israel. The Hamas-run health ministry says Israel has killed more than 46,000 Palestinians since then. On the streets of Tel Aviv, some also celebrated. The Hostage Family Forum called it a significant step forward that brings us closer to seeing all the hostages return. However, they said in a statement, they also have deep anxiety and concern regarding the possibility that the agreement might not be fully implemented and hostages would be left behind. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
White House correspondent Anita Powell has more from Washington.
President Joe Biden, nearing the final days of his presidency, hailed a three-phase ceasefire deal that ends 15 months of violence, displacement, and anxiety.
Fighting in Gaza will stop, and soon the hostages will return home to their families.
President-elect Donald Trump said on his social media network that he was thrilled by the deal and that his administration would build upon its success to expand the U.S.-mediated Abraham Accords to normalize Arab-Israeli relations. Anita Palfio at News, Washington.
This